The topic is how can I lose weight? You will be surprised now. How did I come to the idea to share something like that? Well, first of all, I was an athlete many years ago. I also was in the business a little bit for in nutrition. And now I've literally just finished a 1 month heavy diet stuff, not for losing weight, but just clearing out the system. And I can so feel I relate to this topic so much at the moment. So this is why we're going to look at it. Now, this is not, I'm not telling you how to actually, how you can physically do that. You know that yourself. But I want to draw some spiritual principles out. You know, sometimes it's okay to have a little bit too many stones. It's not as drastic, you know. There was one lady, she was slim like a stick, and she unintentionally just bumped into the side mirror of a car and broke her rib. If she did have a bit more meat, that would have helped. Let's open our Bibles, Hebrews 12. Just two verses, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Amazing verses, very well-known verses. Hebrews 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you, Lord, that you want to bring these words alive to our hearts right now this morning. Holy Spirit, come and touch our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to imagine. Now you need to use your best imaginations this morning when you look out of the windows. I want you to imagine it's a wonderful, sunny spring day. You open the window in the morning, you got up, and it looked beautiful. Everything looks so colorful. The sun has just risen, and you hear the birds singing, and you don't have to go to work this morning. You've got plenty of time, and you think it's going to be a great day. And then after that, you go to the bathroom. First you had your breakfast, then you go to the bathroom. You look into the mirror, and because you have a bit more time this morning, you look into the mirror a bit longer. And guess what you see? You see yourself. But this morning, you look a bit closer and you say, you think you are just too big. Now, I want you to imagine you're, I know you're not, but just imagine. Imagine that this morning we take you on the journey of imaginations. Okay. Now, you think this is not good. You have ignored the fact of it for so many years. But this morning, because you have got a bit more time, you think something needs to be done about it. Now, in that situation, I would advise you, go to that mirror, take that mirror down, go to the window where you looked out before and throw it out. Do you think your problem will be solved? No! If you did that, it wouldn't change the picture of you. Now, this morning, you think I'm just fed up with this mirror. We have Sarah here. She's from Switzerland, from my home church there. So we have adopted her for 2 weeks now here. And she came here to learn a bit of English. And then after the second meal, we asked her, have you had enough? Have you had sufficient to eat? And she said, I'm fed up with this food. And then I said to her, we explained to her, you know, you don't actually say I'm fed up because that means something else. And it was really funny because she was meaning to say, I had enough. I've had sufficient. So that was really funny. But now this morning, you are fed up with what you see about yourself. And you sit down and you think, I'm going to change. But what does that change involve? It involves no cakes anymore, no greasy food, and start exercising in the man's afternoon. It's a good start. And it means so many things. And you realize this is going to be a change of lifestyle. And then you think, oh, I've tried so many times and I failed every single one. And now you've got a real conflict. What do I do? It's not easy. At this stage, I want to read you the following quote. If you always do what you have always done, you always will get what you have always got. Now, keep that in mind. Now, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. You see, in this passage, we could compare weight with sin. But let us lay aside our sin, our overweight, which is only a daily burden in our life. But not only sin, I'm also talking about old, ugly, spiritual habits in our lives, which we need to quit. We need to break them. And you hate it. God hates it and you hate it yourself. You don't want it to be part of it. But it's on you. That is the thing with overweight, you know. It's on you. You can't just take it away and chuck it out of the window. It would be so nice if that would be the way forward. But it's not as easy. The passage continues with, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You see, after we can run so much easier. I was always fascinated how human beings could run under 10 seconds in 100 meter. I found it always amazing. And the world record, 9.58, I think it is, by Bolt. I think that is amazing. Now, can you imagine Usain Bolt running 100 meter with big belly? You can't imagine that. That is impossible. He would never win the race. He would never be able to break the world record. I mean, with a huge big belly and he starts to run. Impossible. Why? The burden of overweight, of too much on us, is a hindrance in our lives. And it's exactly the same in our spiritual lives. Now, I compared sin with overweight. It is not as tragic in the physical as in the spiritual. You know, usually overweight doesn't kill you. It may, but usually it doesn't. But what is for sure, overweight in the spiritual eventually will kill us. Every single sin takes us further and further away from God. Now, John Bunyan says, one leak will sink a ship, and one sin will destroy a sinner. And it's only, if you've got a leak in a huge, big ship, It's only a matter of time until the ship is going to sink. It is going to sink because you have a leak. It's just the question, when will it happen? And it's the same with sin or old habits which we don't want. Jesus says in John 8:34, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Now, let's have a look at this. And let's be very honest. I'm not only talking about sin. I'm talking about things which we don't want us to carry around. Things which are part of us, which are ugly, which are bad habits, which are things which don't please God. Who are you and I a slave of? If we are a slave, then somebody is the master. And the master has the dominion over the slave. The slave can't choose. He usually does what he needs to do, what he's told to do. And this is so many times you could think, well, actually, the slave is like powerless. And there are some areas in our lives you may feel like powerless. Now, this is what I want you to look at. If you are a slave of sin or old habits, then somebody is the master. And we don't want to be pushed around by a master we don't want. There was once a little boy who went to his grandparents and he was given a catapult to play in the woods and he enjoyed it. He went out into the woods and he played around and he spent his afternoon, but then he got a little bit of discouraged. He always missed the goal, the aim, and then he went out. And he went home with his head hanging down because he failed. And then because it was a farm, there was all these geese around and ducks. It was ducks. And then he just took his catapult out and just by impulse. Aimed it on the duck, and the stone square into the duck's head, immediately dead. He was shocked. He straight away went very quickly to the duck, took the duck, and hid the duck under a pile of wood because he was scared that anybody saw it. But Sally, his sister, saw it all. But she didn't say anything. Then the evening came, and the grandma said, "Well, Sally, could you please come and help me in the kitchen for the washing up?" And Sally said, "Actually, no. Johnny said he would like to do the washing up tonight." And then she says, "Remember the duck." And then Johnny went, yes, and he did the kitchen, and he helped out. And then the next day, Grandpa said, "Let's go fishing today." And then Grandma said, "Yes, actually, I do need Sally to help me to prepare the supper." And she said, "No, no, it's all right, because Johnny said he wanted to do that." Remember the duck. And Johnny had to do that as well. So Johnny did that for 2 or 3 days, his own chores, as well as his sister's chores. And then he got fed up with it. He had enough. He went to Grandma and said, "Grandma, I'm sorry, I killed the duck." And Grandma said, "I know. I saw it all from the window." And this is what she said. "I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." And I want to ask you now, how long do you make a slave of yourself in specific areas in life? You look into the mirror every day and the devil throws things up and says, "You know, you've got fear of man, you gossip, you're a failure, you're useless, you're angry, You keep unforgiveness, you're bitter, and whatever he throws up. It's the overweight, and you don't want it. It makes you heavy. It pulls you down in your spirit. You feel it in your soul, and you don't want it in there. But God knows. He sees you and me, how we are. He's only wondering how long will it take to come to him, and how long do we still stay in that position of slavery of the enemy. Because God is waiting for us, and this is the good thing. In the spiritual, it is so much easier in one way than in the physical. You know why? God can make you slim instantly. That is a good thing. You don't need to agonize with hard training and go to the men's gyms afternoon. It's good you go, but it's so much easier because the only exercise we need to do is go on our knees and say, Jesus, forgive me. Help me to break this habit, this thing which is against me in my life. It can be, for everybody, it can be something totally different. If we open up, if we address it, and you look into the mirror, and you are not going to ignore it any longer, that's how you start to conquer the Goliath in your life. You see, it says here in Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And that's so wonderful. You know, some people, they try to hide it. They wear corset and they look so slim. Oh, you are slim, you know. But it's a corset. If they take it off. You see? And we need to face the truth. We need to take all these corsets off in the spiritual. And face and come to God as we are. I used to have a gadget. You hold it, you put your weight and everything in, and then you press it, and then it measures by somehow electric wipes, I don't know. And then a few seconds later, it's on the display how many percent body fat and how much it is in kilo. Think about if that gadget would exist in our spiritual life, and you plug it in, and then we have it here on the screen, your name, and the results. That would be something, huh? Spiritual, you know, our spiritual heart, our spiritual body. Would we be prepared for that? All those who came to Jesus and faced everything and laid it down before him, they would have perfect results. And this is what I want us to come to that stage. And then there's nothing anymore of slavery. There's no master over you, only God. Praise God for that. Perfect clean. Do you know that 2.1 billion people are overweight and obese in this world, worldwide? 2.1. That's exactly 28% of the population, world's population, which is at present 7.5 billion. Do you imagine how many more in this world are overweight spiritually? I remember I was in Switzerland many years ago. It was winter. It was beautiful, a beautiful day. And my friend and I, we were walking on the ground, on the snow. And what was really funny was the snow was frozen enough to hold my weight. I just could walk over it, just no problem, with no effort. And he was just a bit heavier than me, just a bit, not much. And he sank every step like that. It was so funny, he couldn't help it. And I just walked over it and he down every time. He was just a little bit too heavy. You know, when we are too heavy in the spiritual, then you go through life like that. And it's not nice. I mean, you walk out there and go there like this. Everybody will look at you. You don't want to go like that. You want to go through life like Usain Bolt. This is more like it. Without that additional weight. Spiritually, this is where you enjoy life the most.